So if we experience fear in our relationships in this world, so is this fear also real? If our relationships are real, then is the fear real, and how is this fear present? How does it relate with our vertical relationship with Krishna? See, fear can come from various causes, and fear itself is not necessarily bad. We fear something when we care for something, isn't it? If I have a car and somebody hits a dent, it's just a small dent on the car, somebody just bumps against the bumper, I get so angry or I get fearful. But suppose I have sold that car and somebody else is riding that car and somebody makes a dent against it, it doesn't matter much to me. So, because that is not my car now, I'm not emotionally invested in that. So, fear indicates the presence of our emotional investment in something. And that emotional investment is the essence of bhakti. So, when Trinavat took Krishna away, at that time, the blinding whirlwind came and Yashodama couldn't see Krishna anywhere. Yashodama is devastated. When Yashodama saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, she fainted, but then she immediately came and she just couldn't tolerate the thought. So that anxiety increases her remembrance of Krishna. And that fear is also one of the, is associated with the secondary rasas. There are 5 primary rasas, and then there are 7 secondary rasas. So there is horror, bibhatsa, bhayanaka. So these are rasas which intensify or flavor the relationship. So fear itself is not bad, but there has to be the fear which is in the context of our devotional relationship. So, if our anxiety becomes so much that it causes us to forget Krishna, then at that time, we need to distance ourselves and try to cultivate a little bit sattva guna. So, fear itself can come from various sources. There can be fear which is tamasic. It's a mode of ignorance. That means, say that one time one devotee asked me this question. Sometimes we say that, in order to become serious in bhakti, we should think that I may die today. Today might be my last day in my life. So we said that if I think that today I am going to die, then I'll feel, why should I go to office? Why should I do? I'll just sit and chant Hare Krishna all day. And I cannot do that throughout my life. So what does it mean? See, our fear there, fear itself can come from ignorance, from the mode of ignorance, it can come from the mode of passion, it can come from the mode of goodness, and it can come from transcendence. So fear from the mode of ignorance simply makes us paranoid. Paranoid means, sometimes if people are riding in a car and people get panic attacks. Panic attacks means they start imagining, oh, if I'm going along a car and I'm driving my car and suddenly the brake fails and my car just sails off and it gets a truck, and the whole mind goes into a dystopia. Now, utopia is a positive fantasy, dystopia is a negative fantasy. So this is a serious problem in today's world. There are people who get tremendous anxiety with the source practically being nothing. And that is tamasic. Yes, there is danger in this world and need to be aware of danger. But to imagine danger and to be constantly fearful, that is actually tamasic. So to be constantly fearful of everything going wrong in life, that is tamasic. That is coming from the mode of ignorance. Then when we are in Rajoguna, at that time also fear comes when what we are attached to, we feel I may lose that. So, this is, as we decrease the attachment, then our fear also decreases. Say somebody is very attached to cricket, and then the person's biggest fear is, what if India loses the cricket match? Or what if Australia loses the cricket match? Or whatever. Now that fear, as the attachment will decrease, the fear will also decrease. Yes, so that here the difference between tamoguna and rajoguna is, in tamoguna we are just imagining things which may not even happen, whereas rajoguna we imagine that some things which we have, which we because of our attachment consider very important, the loss of them, that shakes our world. In sattvaguna we have what is called as healthy fear. Now healthy fear is important. Now, if somebody is actually riding in a car and driving a car and the car is good, that person imagines, oh, my brake will fail. That is a tamasic fear. But a person, the brake of the car is spoiled and still the person thinks nothing will happen and rides that car also. That is recklessness. So healthy fear is basically caution. And that is important. So we as devotees, if there are realistic dangers, and we need to take care of those dangers. One time some devotees, they were in Prabhupada's time, they were going for good distribution. And they were going from one place to another, they were going in a van very fast. And the van, there was an accident because of going very, very fast, reckless drive. And when that happened, then the devotees, they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you were serving Krishna. So was this accident Krishna's arrangement? So Prabhupada inquired about the situation and they found that they had been driving way above the speed limit and everything. So Prabhupada said, this was not Krishna's arrangement, it was your mismanagement. So there has to be healthy caution, and that comes within the mode of goodness. And transcendental fear is in relationship with Krishna. So when we care for Krishna, at that time, so for example, once a devotee had gone for book distribution and he distributed some books, collected some Lakshmi, and then he lost the Lakshmi. All the Lakshmi he lost. And then he came to the temple and he told the temple president, you know, I lost all the Lakshmi. What? The temple president said, you lost all the Lakshmi? He said, no. The Bhagavad Gita says you should be equipoised in gain and loss. Now, this is a misapplication of the philosophy. Here, you know, that same person may say that I am following Bhagavad Gita and being equipoised in gain and loss. But would that same person be like that if his or her own money had been lost like that? No. So there, that is not detachment, that will be his responsibility. So defining difference between, I have a full seminar on difference between detachment and irresponsibility. But the defining difference is, irresponsibility means we don't do the activity well. Detachment means we don't depend on the fruit for doing the activity. So detachment is after the activity is done, irresponsibility is before the activity is done. So actually, to some extent, anxiety is good if it makes us more intense in our devotion. So as devotees, if we find ourselves becoming too overwhelmed by fear, then we can try to take shelter of Krishna and calm ourselves down and then evaluate what is the nature of this anxiety. And then if it is tamasic or rajasic, then we have to purify ourselves more, and with philosophical education we can distance ourselves. But if sattvic, it is good, and if it is transcendental, it is actually very desirable. Does it address your question?
If there is time.
Okay.